Good afternoon, everyone. It is a beautiful day, isn't it? Sun shining a little bit, a little wet on the ground. I love it. When asked which is the greatest commandment in the law, our Lord responded, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." All through the scriptures, we learn that love of God and love of our neighbor, it all is about relationships. Relationships. The word is an electrifying word in my mind. The word strikes me in my mind's eye like an electric sign that just keeps flashing and flashing and flashing. Relationships, relationships. Relationships with our God are very important. John wrote of our Lord that he was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. And so many so receive him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. Relationships are pivotal to the many facets of leadership, especially where we are spiritually maturing and being trained to become kings and priests in the world tomorrow. Leadership requires a belief in values. Leadership is pivotal. Relationship is pivotal for leadership. Leadership also requires behavior and an environment in which to work. Relationships requires a relationship with our God, requires that we have a faith and a love, and it is pivotal to our conduct and our citizenship in God's kingdom, the now and the yet to come. Relationships have signature. A marriage contract and a ring is an example of a relationship, isn't it? The Sabbath is God's signature, the sign of his relationship with us. In Genesis 2, verse 3, God blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it. He set it aside. It was a day so important. And what strikes me even now when I read that scripture, just like it's jumping off the page at me, is that Adam and Eve were there that day when he sanctified it. They heard that sermon that very first Sabbath. Whatever might have been said. Well, we have been 2 months away from the Feast of Tabernacles, the feast that we claim in our own personal lives that is the best yet from the other feasts that we've had in the past. From that spiritual recharge in our relationship with our God 2 months ago, with our Lord and our Father, is our faith and love, is it growing? Can you measure it? It's been 2 months. You should be able to see some growth. Is our conduct and our heavenly citizenship that we are maturing in, is it growing? It's been 2 months. We should be able to measure it. How we keep and observe the Sabbath day manifests to our God our commitment to his perpetual covenant of keeping the Sabbath day holy, of keeping the Sabbath day, the signature between God and man. The signature between God and his people. The Sabbath day is not just a sign. It is our relationship with our Lord and God. In this message, I want to refresh our minds of the importance of how we should keep and observe the Sabbath day, the sign of our relationship, our personal relationship with our Lord and God. Now, notice I use the two words, keep and observe. I mean, it's real easy to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. But God goes a little bit further, doesn't he? Let's turn over to, if you will, please, to Exodus chapter 31. In Exodus chapter 31, we'll start with verse 13, he says, "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying," and this is in chapter 31, verse 13 of Exodus, "Surely my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord, who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, and therefore, for it is holy to you." And in verse 16, "Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, as a perpetual covenant. Notice God says, keep the Sabbath, but he also says, observe the Sabbath. Well, I have a question for you. What's the difference? If you're keeping the Sabbath, is it different also to observe the Sabbath? Well, I hope that in this message you'll find out that it is. We all are here on the Sabbath day to hear a message. So we are keeping the Sabbath. But are we observing the Sabbath like we should? It's important. It's critical because we're talking about the importance of a relationship with the Creator of all creation, of all things, our God. The Sabbath is God's personal covenant with his people. Perpetual means, or the Sabbath is God's perpetual covenant with his people. Perpetual means without end, everlasting, eternal. The purpose of the Sabbath is to know who God is, to know that he is our creator, to know that he is our God, that he's created all things, and that in his purpose of creating all things, he's looked down and touched you and me. He's created us, and he says, you are important to me. My purpose for sanctifying the Sabbath is to bring children into my family, and you are chosen. But you're chosen for a purpose, a special purpose. You're a special people. The Sabbath is also to keep us in the true knowledge and of our calling and also the true worship of our Lord and Savior, the true God. The Sabbath is to point out to us the creation and the proof of the creation. We heard a message last week talking about how evolution and theistic evolution are trying to destroy our beliefs and trying to destroy the teachings of God. Well, by our relationship with our Creator, we can observe the Sabbath, not just keep it, but observe it and make it more important in our lives. Just to point out to us that the creation has a Creator, and that Creator has something special for you and me personally. The Sabbath is to identify who we are, our calling, and our election. Remember what I read over there in verse 13, who sanctifies you. God sanctified the Sabbath and made it holy. No other day in the week has been sanctified. God sanctifies us and makes us holy and for a purpose and special to him. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath and to observe the Sabbath throughout the generations as a perpetual covenant without end, everlasting, eternal. So, keep the Sabbath. Keep means to beware, to build a hedge about, to heed, to take into consideration, to be circumspect. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's special. Keep it holy. Observe the Sabbath means to have charge of, to execute, to practice, to perform, to do those things that are holy. What is the phrase? Be you holy as I am, for I am holy. There are ways to keep and observe God's Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Prepare our minds that we prepared to come to church today because we keep the Sabbath. So that's good. We focused on our thoughts on keeping the Sabbath and getting here on time to hear the message and to praise God and to worship him, to sing songs of praise to him. That's all part of it. To show our importance, the importance of our relationship by standing up before our Creator and singing praises to him. And we also learned that by keeping the Sabbath, we remember not to be distracted and find out that our focus is off somewhere else. Are we sitting here learning in God's Word, reading in God's Word, praying and having a relationship with God, or are our thoughts focused on our anxieties and focused somewhere else instead of on God and our relationship with him? To remember is to initiate, possibly to help to remember, is to initiate a tradition in your life and your family. Maybe a tradition of opening the Sabbath, beginning the Sabbath in prayer as a family, and closing the Sabbath in prayer as a family. Maybe singing a song as a family. These are things that show God our desire to keep that relationship alive and enthused with his Holy Spirit and exciting and thrilling. To observe the Sabbath. What does he mean when he says to observe the Sabbath? How can we observe the Sabbath separate from keeping the Sabbath? Well, turn with me, if you will, over to a well-known chapter, Isaiah 58. Chapter 58 of Isaiah, verse 13. I've read this scripture over and over and over in my lifetime. I don't know how many times I might have read the scripture. And here of late, I've been reading it again, and the words are just jumping off of the pages at me. If you want to, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasures on my holy day, what can we do to observe the Sabbath? Not our pleasures, to do God's pleasures. Not our ways, as you read further down into the verse. Not even our words. Our words on this Sabbath are important to God. The whole, for 24 hours, we should be worshiping and singing praises to God. Because it's special, and we are special. Relationships. I just keep blowing into my mind. Relationships. To honor the Lord on the Sabbath day. And to honor Him because He is the Lord of the Sabbath. And to sing songs of praise to God. When the piano plays and the music is playing, that we sing praises to God and worship Him, let Him know from, maybe we can't carry a tune, but our heart is just singing a glorious tune to God. And that's what God hears. He hears what's coming out of our heart, not what's coming out of our vocal cords. If you remember that this day is an important day, it is a day of relationship with our Creator. Relationship with our God. The Sabbath day is the sign between our God and us. It is a perpetual, without end, a forever covenant with God, a contract with Him. The Sabbath is a sign between God and His people. The Sabbath reminds us that God exists. He is our Creator, and we are His special people, sanctified, consecrated, set apart, special. We are special to our God. Set apart for His purpose, and to be holy unto Him, for He is holy. Keeping the Sabbath day is to focus on our relationship with our Creator. Observing the Sabbath day is making the effort and executing the will, if you will, to do God's will and to be close to our Creator, to make ourselves, to get on our knees before our God and make that relationship with Him, to let Him know how much we do care. And how much we are impressed by His love for us and His Son who gave His life for us. Observing the Sabbath day is to honor, respect, and praise our God for who He is, for His plan of salvation, and for all of His plan of salvation for all mankind, and for His sanctification of us. It's special. It's a relationship that we have with our God. 2 months have gone by since we last recharged our spiritual batteries. In the next 2 months, I just pray and hope that you will recharge your batteries along with me in observing and keeping God's Sabbath and realizing that the relationship is special and it's unique because it's between God and us.